You really don't trust him, do you? Matt said. Just because he got stroppy with me and Robin for hacking into his computers, you can't blame him, really. I don't blame him at all. And I don't necessarily mistrust him either. But trust has to be earned. And whatever he really knows and whatever his motives truly are, he hasn't been entirely honest with us. Look. Venture tapped away on the keyboard and Matt turned his attention to the screen on the wall. It showed a list of files and documents. That's the stuff he gave us to work from, Matt said. Exactly so, the very same files, but with just one slight difference. Let me list them here in date order so that you can see which were created or modified most recently. And you'll see there are even a couple of new files here created just yesterday, files we've not seen before. Other files have been altered, updated, recently. The list reorganized itself as Matt watched. Each file had a date printed beside it on the screen. He could see from the clock at the bottom of the screen that it was just after 7 in the morning. So? So explain to me how some of these documents were changed or even created after your father apparently disappeared. Matt stared at the screen. Maybe they're notes and things that someone scanned in afterwards? Some of them, but not all. There's some original work here. Which means... Matt hardly dared to think what it might mean. He lied about when Dad vanished, he said. Possibly. But why do that? It's more likely, don't you think, that Harper has someone else still working on finding the treasure. So we aren't the only people he's got looking for it. At the very least, Venture said quietly, Mr. Harper is not telling us the whole truth. I'd like to know what else he isn't telling us, and I'd like to know why he has what Robin describes as a very accurate computer model of this pyramid that shows another ancient site buried beneath it. He clicked a key and the screen went blank. Wouldn't you? So what's the plan then? Matt asked. I shall tell Harper of our deductions, though I think I shall be vague about why we think Valderhome is the most likely location for the treasure. While I keep him occupied with that, you and Robin can take a look round and see what you can find rather closer to home. Sounds like a plan, Robin said. Matt agreed. But can we have breakfast first? I don't know what you think you're going to find down here, Matt said, apart from maybe a wine cellar and the dustbins. After breakfast, Venture had gone with Harper to his study to explain their theories about the island of Valderhome.